States are trading threats following the death of Iran's top general. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
Thousands gathered Sunday morning in southern Iran for the funeral of the general killed in a U.S. drone strike. Mourners wept as a truck carried Qasem Soleimani's body through the streets of Ahvaz. Feelings were running high in the capital too. In Tehran, lawmakers chanted death to America in a session to discuss the killing. Now world capitals wait anxiously to see how Iran will respond. Many have called on both sides to calm the rhetoric. But Donald Trump doesn't appear to be listening. In a series of tweets, the US president vowed to hit 52 sites if Iran retaliates. He says the number represents the 52 Americans held hostage at the US embassy in Tehran in 1979. The question is whether Iran will heed the warning.
That is Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Cybersecurity experts say with Iran vowing revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S. AP's Julie Walker reports.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we have seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. This comes in the wake of a U.S. airstrike that killed